In many countries, children have been going to school for more than a month. So far, fears the Delta coronavirus variant would prevent in-person learning have largely proved unfounded. In 12 countries with high vaccination rates in Asia, Europe, and the United States, case rates increased in August. Now they have mostly fallen back, according to local data and officials. It is unclear how much the decrease is due to a worldwide decline in cases and how much it is linked to vaccinations and other measures. Public health experts say they will continue to watch for signs of an increase in cases as winter nears. Monica Gandhi is a professor of medicine at University of California, San Francisco Medical School. In the United States, in-school transmission is higher in places with low adult vaccination and no mitigation, but overall, schools have stayed open, Gandhi said. Gandhi described the situation in schools as going better than expected. Cases among children increased by nearly 7 times in August. They reached their high in the first week of September, American Academy of Pediatrics data shows. Only about 2% of U.S. schools have closed temporarily because of COVID-19 outbreaks. That information comes from research company Burbio. Children represent the largest group of the unvaccinated in most wealthy countries. That is because either vaccinations for their age group have only just begun or are not yet approved. Public health experts suggest rising vaccinations, mitigation measures in schools, and a broader decrease in community cases are helping. Not all countries have seen a decrease in cases. In Singapore, cases among children have been on the rise for all of September. But in Scandinavia, Scotland, Germany, France, South Korea, and the United States, cases are falling. Earlier, there were fears the Delta variant would drive up infections. In Sweden, schools have largely remained open throughout the coronavirus crisis. The country saw a rise in COVID-19 infections among children after the summer holidays. But cases are now at low levels, both among children and the wider population. In Norway, cases increased to a daily record of 1,785 after the first 2 weeks of school, before falling by 60% as of last week. Preben Avetsland is a senior doctor at the Norwegian Institute of Public Health. We do expect the current downward trend to continue for a few weeks and then level off at a low level, at least for a couple of months, Avetsland told Reuters by email. He added, "Then there are uncertainties about the winter season." Britain has seen some increase in cases in schools that opened early on, but it has not spread to the wider population, said Neil Ferguson of the Imperial College London. In Scotland, schools reopened in mid-August, and COVID cases increased to record numbers by the end of the month. Now, however, cases among the under-19 have fallen each week since the first week of September. While cases began rising in Scotland before schools opened, some level of transmission appears to be happening in schools. It's very hard to separate community transmission that is related to schools to transmission in schools. However, clusters of cases in single classrooms do not appear to be particularly high, suggesting that it is at least a mix of both, Roland Cow of the University of Edinburgh wrote to Reuters by email. I'm John Russell.